Europe's leaders arrived in Brussels in an effort to tackle tax evasion and inappropriate tax avoidance. The subject matter had been agreed for weeks, but the meeting was all the more timely as it coincided with a wider debate on the issue of tax evasion, which has been raging all week. After the day-long meeting, the president of the European Council said concrete measures had been agreed, and he said the measures have clear deadlines. There is a plan to force financial institutions to share information that could more easily lead to the detection of tax fraud.
What we are planning to do with the automatic exchange of information of a full range of incomes is again unprecedented, unprecedented. We couldn't speak in those terms on those issues, let's say, a month or 2 months ago.
The European Commission president, however, was clearly less impressed with what had been agreed with respect to this particular matter.
There was a reference to a principle that I believe it is critically important, is the principle of the automatic exchange of information at European Union level. Quite frankly, I would prefer this to be more precise in the conclusions.
It is estimated that 1 trillion euro worth of tax is not paid each year within the EU. That is more than the amount all the member states spend on healthcare. The issue of tax was brought into sharp focus this week by the revelation that technology giant Apple is avoiding massive tax bills by putting its money through subsidiary companies in Ireland. The Irish government has denied the claim that Apple has been given a special tax rate.
Ireland's corporate tax rate is statute-based, is very clear and is very transparent, and we do not do special deals with any individual companies in regard to that tax rate.
Meanwhile, the leaders of Austria and Luxembourg have indicated that they are willing to bring about reforms. The countries have notoriously secretive banking sectors that tend to attract tax dodgers. Analysts say the only way that tax evasion and avoidance measures will be truly effective is if there is broad agreement and cooperation between countries, not only within the European Union, but throughout the developed world. Securing such an agreement could prove very difficult, however. This issue will be back on the table again when world leaders meet at the G8 summit in Northern Ireland next month. Jerome Hughes, Press TV, inside the European Council Media Centre, Brussels.